This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you prepared to digest? That's my question. What are your intentions for a conversation, information? How open are you to what's going on in the world? A discussion of those things point by point here. This hour is devoted to actually a little more in-depth conversation. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. The conversation, a lot of it, certainly in the news talk radio world, has focused on the conventions, Republican convention last week and Democratic convention this week. But there hasn't been, as the politicians who want to get this passed have intended, much light air or discussion about something that is a villain at both political conventions. This document is 30 chapters long. Almost nobody has read it. It's called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. In Philadelphia, at the Democratic Convention this week, opponents interrupted the chairman of the DNC with chants of no TPP, no TPP. And expressed relief that Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton both opposed it. Last week, at the Republican convention, Donald Trump lambasted the trade deal, not only the TPP, but others that have stripped our country of jobs and wealth. Even Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, who is the running mate for Mrs. Clinton, has come out against the TTP. Right after joining the ticket, despite having praised parts of it just a few days earlier. So apparently he was given the memo. What's especially striking for Democrats is that President Obama, who is heralded in the Democratic Party as a winner, has been the chief advocate of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which doesn't surprise anyone because he usually says one thing and does another, in my opinion, in my experience, and yours probably too. Obama has been working behind the scenes, negotiating, trying to advocate for the agreement. He's going to get a big reception tonight at the convention, but the love fest won't last long. It does not extend to trade. He's now at odds with pretty much every top congressional Democrat and most of the congressional Republicans who are in the pockets of the big businesses that will benefit. The reason I'm opposed to Trans-Pacific partnerships, this one in particular, is because it will decimate the American family farmer. Most of you know that I am a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and this thing is anathema. Now, there are some people who don't care about my opinion. That's fine. You don't have to care about my opinion. You can have one of your own. But if you're in the dairy business, if you're in the produce business, if you're in the farming business, and you support this, you might as well get a knife and cut your own throat. Because that's how bad this is. The only people that will help are the big ag companies who are selling a lot of products. Monsanto, ADM, Cargill, that bunch. But when it comes right down to the health of what you eat, I mean, Obama hasn't cared about any of this stuff. The deal awaits ratification. The White House says it can maintain the support for it that it got last year. Congressional Republicans are okay on it. Most of them are. That's where the support comes from. Can you imagine a deal This is the first time I can remember that any Republicans can be or are on the same side as Obama when it comes to something like this. The diehard opponents acknowledge they are stuck on some of the wonky policy issues, things called data localization, intellectual property, market access, which is not like some of the things that are easy to talk about, like gun control, taxes, death penalty, immigration, that kind of stuff. So why do you think so many people are against the Trans-Pacific Partnership? It's a really powerful piece of legislation that when most people understand what goes on, I am at it from the farmer's point of view, but American workers are left way behind. This is what a phony Obama is. Trump talks about putting America first and outmaneuvering other countries. Sanders and Clinton focused on workers' rights and fighting corporate influence. The agreement is so complex, 30 chapters long, so difficult to understand. But the issues it brings up are the exact bread and butter issues that matter to you, the voters. What people do know is that they're struggling to find the kind of security that their parents or grandparents had. I was talking to a fellow in the gym where I go yesterday, who's 25 years old. We were talking about the job he had, what a good job it was, and how much money he was making, and how he loved his job. And he'd been there for a while, and he had no intention to go anywhere else. So I asked him about what some of his friends and family does. Well, my father said it was okay for my brother to live at home because he can't find a job. What kind of job is he looking for? He's not looking. He's lazy. And we talked about that for a moment. And then we talked about some of his other friends who at 25, 26 don't have jobs, or they go to a job and they work at it for a few weeks, they don't like it, and they quit. They just get enough money to live because they're still living at home as well. And that's the kind of stuff that with the millennial generation has a lot of pluses, but it also has a lot of minuses. There are a lot of people who have been brought up and they're secure. They're like in a bubble. They don't pay any attention to things like this Trans-Pacific Partnership. I'm remembering back to when Bill Clinton was first president, NAFTA. I remember the NAFTA agreement that was signed. I remember the slogan NAFTA SHAFTA, which is really what enabled the Chinese to destroy our economy. The NAFTA deal gave China the door opening that it's taken in the last 20 some odd years to build up its economy, sell our products, or sell us their products. And then they, with names on it like General Electric and Sony, this stuff's all, those are American companies, they're selling stuff made in China. So look for the signs that are going to be held up tonight when Obama is speaking, and look for them tomorrow night too. You may have seen some, I saw some last night, people that looked like they mostly were Sanders supporters holding up these signs, big signs, with TPP and a red circle and a line through it. There's something pretty amazing going on, and I hope above hope that we finally are going to be able to put a stop to these trade deals that kill American jobs, incentive, but more importantly, because of my affinity for the American family farmer, I don't want to see that class, even though it's small, go away. Neither do you if you got any common sense, because you won't be able to find any local food anywhere. You'll be buying food that comes from every place but America. It's not inspected. Obama's a sellout. For whatever the reason, you can figure it out in your own mind. You can think about it. You can try to give some kind of credence. Why would the guy do this? Who knows? I'm telling you, this is a sellout deal. It's a bad deal. And anybody who's got any sense is going to oppose it. And I suggest that you, when it comes to thinking about who you're going to vote for, especially for Congress, if your congressman is for the TPP, you better be against him, or you can many of you kiss your jobs goodbye. 16 past the hour.
the safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
Oh, what
can he lose? Pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Guys, you work hard, but that doesn't mean you can't look good while doing it. Come in today for JCPenney's biggest sale of the season, where our entire store is on sale. And find guys Levi's 514 straight fit jeans for only $39.99. Or get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store or at JCP.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 727 to 730. Levi's and some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season defers to 6/8 to 730. Excludes Sephora and Nike Converse.
All right, we have 18, actually almost 19 after the hour. Time for the 2020 news quiz question. For those of you who like this, we have a chance for you to put your brain into gear, calling us at 888-302-3684 with the answer to the question. Then you'll get a copy of the book by Maria Trilogy, who will join us at 8:30 Eastern Time this morning to talk about the astrological focus features of the two main candidates for the presidency. Her book is called Life is Good When You Do the Work. All right. So the question comes, this is not a far stretch. There is a group called the Union of Concerned Scientists that analyzed 18 what, representing more than 120 of these things around the world, because of climate change, it's presented a problem for something that's very important to the United States. What, according to this Union of Scientists, is climate change risking? 888-302-3684. Think it through a little bit. It's easy enough to find the information. When I ask these questions, you can easily find the info if you do a little working. But this is a story floating around today. Nothing to do with politics. It's climate change. What is it putting a risk to? It's important to the United States. 21 after the hour.
We use mobile devices. devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Joining us now is Bahar Tektashian, who is someone that has scooped a lot of people when it comes to beauty and fashion and health items. So welcome back, Bahar. I want to know what you're advising people to do to look and feel their best. It's so damn hot everywhere. It really
it is.
It's become very, very hot. So people are eating cooler. I was just talking about posting some of the salad recipes that we have on Facebook and Twitter. But what are you doing to stay cool or to encourage people to enjoy? Because sometimes people, this is like when it's too cold, people don't enjoy it when it's too hot, but there have to be things to do that'll seem like fun.
Yes, no, you're absolutely right. You know, you really need to have a game plan when it's super hot like this. So, you know, to beat the heat, I think everybody, and to smell really good and be pleasant, I think it's really important to invest in a good deodorant. So Degree Women has a new dry spray deodorant in Daisy Fresh. And like many Degree products, it's got the unique motion sense technology, which is actually designed to respond to your body's movement. So you're getting superior protection, and this spray goes on dry, so you get that cleaner feel. And you can feel confident that you're going to be protected with every move, whether you're just doing errands, or you're running, or you're surfing, or you're taking care of the kids. It's going to help you feel dry, feel fresh, and smell really great, too, in those dog days of summer.
All right, let's take this apart a little bit. The difference between a deodorant and an antiperspirant, and the spray aerosols and the roll-ons. Let's get into the weeds a little bit here, because I think sometimes people confuse the deodorants and the antiperspirants, and they're not the same, and the way they're applied are not the same, right?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, as far as deodorant versus antiperspirant, deodorant usually just helps to keep you smelling fresh. Antiperspirant helps to prevent, you know, it helps to kind of eliminate some of the sweating. And as far as the sprays versus the roll-ons or the sticks, it's all personal, you know, preference. I tend to really like the sprays, though, because they do kind of, you know, they feel nice to the touch, and it's just more fun to use. But it's all, you know, they all work well. So
you want to laugh? Here's a little laugh. I had to get up very early one day last week. I was on the road, and I had in my overnight bag a spray deodorant and a spray shaving cream. So I grabbed I grabbed the deodorant and sprayed it and then put it on my face. I was like in a complete stupor. I didn't get a good shave, but I smelled pretty good after it was all over.
I know. Yeah, you had to pay attention. That's funny, though. Now, Doug, another thing that you had asked, how do you beat the heat? How do you stay active? Obviously, just because it's hot doesn't mean that you need to, you know, put your workout on the back burner. You actually need to continue to work out in the summertime. But for the women out there who are active exercisers, there's a really great new sports bra from Champion. It's called the Champion Warrior. And it's actually, it provides breathable support for better performance. And it's designed to help keep you cooler during your workouts. So basically, the technology is called vapor technology, and this wicks sweat and it dries quickly. So the bottom of the band, I wish you could see this, actually has perforation, which keeps your hottest zones cool, and it really helps to, again, keep you cool, so when you're at the gym or you're running outside, you can continue to work out because you feel really comfortable. You can go to champion.com, Kohl's, Dick's, Modell's, or amazon.com to buy this, and it's really beautiful. It comes in a lot of great different colors, but of course it's functional and fashionable at the same time.
And finding a good sports bra is really challenging, too, so that's great the Champion has one.
Yeah, they really do. And I wanted to mention one more important thing during the summertime. Obviously, when you're sweating and you're active, you need to take, you know, showers regularly, and you need to clean, you know, your body and get the sweat off. So Method has a really new, amazing line of refreshing gel body wash.
All right. Bahar, thank you. Bahar Chatakian here on Good Day.
Kudos to the Farm Credit System from the chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America, she never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
It's traditional to say nice things about someone on their birthday or anniversary. The Farm Credit System is 100 years old this year, and U.S. Senate Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts from Kansas noted the occasion recently in Washington.
By providing more than $235 billion in loans to more than 500,000 customers, the Farm Credit System has played an instrumental role in ensuring our nation's farmers and ranchers have the necessary tools to feed a hungry and growing world in both good times and bad. That's a tough chore, but we're doing it.
Robert's comments opened a panel discussion sponsored by Farm Credit on supporting the next generation of agriculture. And I'll pick that up further in tomorrow's show. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schilling. A little common sense for the people listening in Shreveport and Modesto. How do you do? Good morning. Welcome. Greeley, Colorado, where there's a lot of conversation today about edible marijuana. Let me repeat the 2020 News Quiz question, then we get to that. There are rising sea levels, and thus there is a problem. Whether it's intensified by global climate change, there are a number of installations along the East Coast, the Gulf Coast, that are among a group of 120 of these around the world that are in the same predicament. A Union of Concerned Scientists says that these particular places are vulnerable because of the fast rates of sea level rising in the second half of the century by several inches. If the sea level continues to go up, it puts in jeopardy these 18 places. I guess that's the best way to put it. What places are we talking about? By the year 2050, most of these sites will be hit by 10 times the number of floods. Weather, this is what they're predicting anyway. So, what are we looking at? What's in jeopardy that belongs to you and me, part of the federal government? 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. The book, Life is Good When You Do the Work by Maria Trilogy, is what you get. And most everybody, no matter who I hear from, that's either read the book, bought the book, has the book, thinks that it's a marvelous way for you to raise your level of consciousness. Think about yourself, who you are, how you can be better, etc. That's what this book is all about. So anyway, to repeat the question, the group Union of Concerned Scientists has analyzed these places that are around the coast of our country and around in coastal circumstances around the world. It says they are in jeopardy for the most part because of rising sea levels. What group, what sort of places are we talking about that belong to the U.S. government? 888-302-3684. Now, on to what I was talking about with regard to Colorado. While those of you figure this out, and we'll talk to you in a moment because I want to get the answer by 20 minutes before the hour. Legalized marijuana has become a big business in Colorado. $1 billion industry. Lawmakers there, I found out this when I was there in Colorado last week. There were some local stories. Now they're becoming national because of the it's too much of a good thing. I guess maybe that's the way we ought to phrase this. They're trying to crack down on the packaging of edible marijuana, like cookies and brownies and candy, because children are eating them. Children and marijuana. There has been an attempt to ban these edibles, but it failed with a single bakery reporting as much as 7,000 edibles being sold a week. Doesn't look like the products are going anywhere anytime soon. But are they being bought to feed to children? No, it just happens that that's what's happening to them. Who's buying this? The same people that smoke marijuana? And by the way, I'm coming at this from a certain level of ignorance, because I don't know whether when you eat the stuff, does it have the same effect? Kara might ask you, not that you've done it, but maybe some of your friends who might have traveled in different circles on occasion have had marijuana edibles. Do they have the same impact on your system as smoking the stuff?
You know, I really have no idea. I would think they would have the capability of being more potent, like based on...
Really? More potent?
Yeah, but I guess it depends. I don't really know anything about how you make it or how much gets put in there. I think it... You know, I don't know how one brownie would compare to smoking, I guess, an entire joint. I don't know. It's an interesting question.
It is. Well, anyway, here's the news, the basic news coverage of this. From
I think our best-selling products are, it's a race between the chill pills, our hard candies, which are indica and sativa specific, and our rookie cookie, which is a 10-milligram hybrid chocolate chip cookie.
Treats like this rookie cookie recently made the headlines when authorities called for a ban on most marijuana edibles following incidents where children were taken to the emergency room after accidentally eating them. Officials quickly backtracked on the idea, but campaigns calling for tougher regulations still remain. New laws now state that every edible product be sold in childproof containers clearly labeled as cannabis. But Holden says there's only so much officials can do.
With anything dangerous, such as pharmaceutical drugs or alcohol, that it's the responsibility of the adults who are in possession of them to keep them safely away from children.
Yeah, childproof containers might work, but I'm sure labeling it with cannabis will do absolutely nothing. What small child knows what cannabis is?
Yeah, right, exactly. Oh, mommy, mommy, can I have some of that cannabis over there? Mommy, 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 please, mommy, oh, please, mommy. Yeah. Okay, 888-302-3684. Let's go through a number of these callers here to see if we can find the answer to the 2020 News Quiz questions, 20 before the hour. Rising sea levels posing a problem for what in terms of the federal government? Here's Jackie in Kentucky. Hi, Jackie. Welcome to Good Day.
Morning.
Morning. So what do you think is in jeopardy?
Public beaches.
Public beaches. You know, the way you answered that question and the way I approached it, I don't know if you watched the TV show Family Feud, but I just had a Family Feud moment just then. Let's look up on the wall and see if we can have the... not the right answer, Jackie, but a good try. Thank you for visiting with us. Let's see what Steve, who's in Brady, Texas, thinks is in jeopardy because of rising sea levels. Hi, Steve. Welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Morning to you, sir. So what do you think is in jeopardy?
The National White House Monument.
You know, that's a really good answer. And I don't know that it isn't true, but it isn't the focus of their report. So I would move on to the next person, but I think that that was an intelligent answer. Thank you for taking the time to call. Mike's in Tampa. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. Well, you're in an area that this is going to affect. What do you think, or what do you know is going to be affected, or at least what these people, the Union of Concerned Scientists, say is going to be a problem for what?
Military installations.
There are 18 military installations around the coastal waters of America, and there are 120-some-odd of them around the world that will feel, according to the study, the impact of climate change. Did you know that, or did you look it up, or are you associated with, I think, what's in Tampa's Fort Bliss, right? Am I right?
No, it's MacDill Air Force Base.
MacDill, that's right.
But no, I've recently read about it.
Yeah, right. So are you concerned? Does this ring a bell with you, or do you think it's just more fear-mongering from people who want to sell something?
No, I think there's a legitimate issue there, but there's a bit of fear-mongering in with it, too, so it's a little bit of false, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think rational people would look at this and say, all right, with the way, if you look back at the measurement, this is like a 120-year study of meteorological sensitivity. And so in the last 12, 13, 14 years, it's changed more than it had in the previous 100 years. And the sea level measurements, you know, when you think about it, it's an inch a year or something like that. How is there something to worry about? But I'm thinking, actually, the one that I know, not the best, but the one that I've been on in Guam is Anderson Air Force Base, which is right on the water. I could see that. That's a pretty flat island. I could see that being impacted. And I was thinking about some of the others. You know, you see San Diego, most of these Navy bases, Newport. You go around the country and you find that there are a lot of the naval bases, which obviously are going to be there, but there's some Air Force bases as well that will be impacted by this. So what do we do, Mike? What do we do about this sort of thing? Is there anything other than move them? The people who have coastal property like I do in California, maybe not in my lifetime, but if things keep going the way they are, the beachfront property that I have there could be an aquarium in 100 years. So what do we do?
I think moving them right now is a bit extreme.
Yeah.
Until there's an actual threat that's a little closer, probably be a little better idea, I think.
Yeah. Let's study it and see what happens, in other words.
Yeah, just keep an eye on it. It may just be a cyclical thing that may end up changing again.
Yeah, right. Maybe things will change and things will cool off a little bit. Been pretty hot. How hot is it in Tampa? What was the temperature there yesterday?
It was 95 yesterday, I believe.
Yeah,
it was 113 feels like temperature, so it was pretty warm.
Yeah, very humid there. It wasn't quite that warm. It cooled off a little bit where I am up in New England, but temperatures are pretty stable, pretty much the same whether you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, down south. Everything is pretty much cooking and will, I guess it looks like, for another couple of weeks anyway. Mike, you're a good man. Thank you for visiting with us. We're going to make sure you get a copy of this book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. Hold on a second, and Kara will be the next voice that you hear. Appreciate you being on the program. It's 45 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe. commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
There are some professions where it makes sense to protect us all against unsafe or dangerous operators. That is why we require training, registration, and regular updates for people like doctors, electricians, or food inspectors, for example. But required certification is often used as a way to limit competition in fields that do not involve public health or safety. Why else would government require certification and paid membership in specified organizations for barbers, horse trainers, sports agents, librarians, or manicurists? A quick look through the lens of liberty sees such uses of government power as an abuse of freedom, limiting competition for those already in the business. Government is supposed to guarantee access to a free marketplace, not restrict it.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Introducing Taco Bell's Dollar Morning Value Menu. 10 delicious breakfast choices like the sausage flatbread quesadilla, grilled breakfast burritos, and mini skillet bowl for just a buck. The only dollar breakfast value menu in America where everything's a dollar. Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A lot of talk about the Democratic campaign last night, Bill Clinton's appearance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then there were the Bernie Sanders supporters who were camped out outside and still creating a lot of noise. Here's the story behind the story.
I came here knowing a couple of people, but most of the people I don't know, and there were a lot of Bernie supporters. All the people that are camping together have just kind of, filled different roles with taking care of the camp, just like naturally. The energy was really positive, and the police aren't saying that we can camp here, but they're not going to do anything about it exactly. So at least at this moment.
Nah, they're not going to do anything about it. Backpacks, frisbees, acoustic guitars. It reminded me when I saw some of it from Woodstock, in fact. Some of the characters who still feel the burn. The park outside of where, just down the street from the convention center is where they look like a bunch of hippies, right? And they, I suppose, are, in a manner of speaking. 10 minutes for the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Paid
non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Tech Talk time, and there is a warning attached to today's Tech Talk. If you're a Verizon user, look out. I would say for any number of reasons, if you're a Verizon user, look out. There are very few things about Verizon that I find palatable or positive, but here's something. Actually, there are a couple of things involving Verizon that you probably want to know about, so we'll get to them in just a moment here.
Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Kiddo worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms with a sealed-in lithium battery offering 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. They're also designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't wait. Buy Kiddo's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flow.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieve this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
All right, so Verizon
has agreed to buy, the announcement we made today, that it's going to spend almost $5 billion to buy Yahoo. At the end of the day, Verizon is such a badly run company, and Yahoo is such a badly run company, the two of them deserve each other, apparently. I don't know what happens to those of us who have Yahoo accounts, but there isn't. You'll not hear me say much good about Verizon. I think they're one of the worst examples, like American Airlines, of companies that just get so big, so out of control, so monolithic, they're monopolies. The state of Massachusetts can't control Verizon and my access to use a special line that I used to have at my other property because they don't want to. That's all. They don't want to switch it. They just said, we don't want to. That's it. We don't want to. We charge you whatever we want. We'll do whatever we want. And if you don't like it, screw you.
Right.
And basically, that's the thing that I get from the message for customers who are using excessive data.
They are giving that same message, yes.
Yeah. So
and a lot of people are panicked about this. Well, yeah. If you are a Verizon user and you have... now, this is Verizon cell phone usage.
Yeah.
If you are a Verizon cell customer and you have an unlimited data package, which probably stems from a few years ago when unlimited data, all of the cell phone companies had the same thing. They were competing to get customers.
Yeah.
Well, now Verizon's dumping anyone who has unlimited data. And if you have unlimited data and you use an excessive amount, which is very interesting the way they describe excessive amount, but if you are a user of Verizon, you use a lot of data, you have until August 31st, and this is where Verizon is being very, as you were saying, they're being dictators about this.
Uh-huh.
They're saying if you don't sign up for one of their new plans by August 31st, you will literally turn on your phone and it will not work on September 1st.
Uh-huh.
They're not even giving you any other options. Your phone will be shut off.
Yeah.
And this has a lot of Verizon users really panicked because if you have a family share plan where you have maybe 100 gigs a month of data usage that gets spread out amongst your four family members,
mm-hmm.
those kinds of plans are going to have to be reevaluated. So if you have little kids or even high school kids or if even now you're an adult and you're playing Pokemon Go all the time, you should definitely look into checking your data usage because you could be forced to be paying now $450 a month for a 100 gig package. That's a ridiculous amount of money to me for a cell phone usage.
Yeah. That's
$450 a month. I
get to love it. So Sprint ought to do pretty well after this.
Sprint's going to do well. T-Mobile, you're going to see now. You're going to see Boost Mobile. You're going to see a lot of the other companies really trying to grab some of these Verizon customers. I've had AT&T unlimited data forever since my first cell phone, and they have never threatened to eliminate unlimited data. I don't know why Verizon is doing this. They claim it's because they want all of their customers to have an equal experience and that they have so much data to go around.
They want to screw their customers equally.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they want to do.
That's my takeaway. Yep.
Yep, mine as well. Warner Brothers developing a new film entitled Worst Tinder Date Ever. Apparently, there are some new movies being based on some of these apps. What do you make of that?
Angry Birds. Angry Birds was the first app-based movie, and I didn't see it. I don't have kids, but people with kids loved it, and even the adults loved it. Yeah. So the Tinder, which is a dating app, that's going to be the next big movie. We'll see.
Yeah, really? All right. Something for us to do next weekend, no doubt. After Star Wars dissipates. It's 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.